deny yourself. Not easy at times, but very important. We're going to talk about that on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay where you are. Here we go. Hey there, welcome to the program. Come on in and make yourself comfortable. My name is Gary Zimak, and I will be with you here for the next 15 minutes. And yes, this week, the programs will be, once again, 15 minutes in length. The reason I have to do that, and I really apologize for this, but it's a matter of necessity. I am recording these over the weekend, so I am home from EWTN, and I hope you're able to watch my wife Eileen and I on EWTN's television program, At Home with Jim and Joy. If you didn't get to watch it, it is on YouTube, so you could watch it there. We had a great time, but it's just been crazy. I came off of a parish mission in Bowie, Maryland, went right to EWTN, and now this week I'm home through Monday. Tuesday, I'm heading to Wichita, Kansas. Wednesday, back in Philadelphia to give a talk. And then Thursday, I'm giving a talk in Pittsburgh. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to speak to so many people about Jesus, especially during Lent. It's really a great time to spread the good news. But it's a busy time. So unfortunately, there is just no way that I would be able to record 30-minute programs this week. Now, next week, it's a pretty light schedule. I don't have any traveling, so I don't anticipate a problem. My goal is to get back to the 30-minute programs next week. But for right now, let's just get right to, we'll cover the Matthew Kelly material, and then we will next week get back into reading the daily mass readings. I do want to mention one thing. I have to apologize. I got an email from my friend Patrick, who is listening to this program from Qatar, which is really cool that this program goes all around the world. And he pointed out to me, and I was not aware of this, that somehow, and the only thing I could figure is this is on Blog Talk Radios, and that my Christmas program started re-airing. So you're listening to the Lenten retreat, and you're hearing Christmas programs. I replaced the audio for one of them. I think I fixed it. But if there is still a problem, let me know, and I'll see what I can do. I really think it's beyond my control. But if I can upload, I still have all the audio that I recorded from last week. I can upload the correct audio to try to straighten it out. But I apologize for that. I have no idea how that happened. I've never run across anything like this before. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your comments. I thank you for your donations, for your purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee and of items from my Amazon store. You're keeping me going. This is a great blessing to have you, your friendship, your listenership, and your donations. So I'm very grateful, and I thank you for that. And always, if you have anything that I can do for you, please send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's get right to the program today. We're going to pray now, and then we'll talk about denying ourselves. So again, certainly not, as I talked at the beginning of the show, not a real popular topic, not something that we naturally gravitate toward, but it's really important that we get into the habit of denying ourselves, because that helps us to grow closer to our Lord. And during this Lenten season, one of the things that the church recommends that we do is to deny ourselves. So with that in mind, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us another day. We thank you for all of the many blessings in our life. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of our Catholic Church. We thank you for the ability to have this Lenten season to grow closer to you. And we ask you to help us to move away from all of our sinfulness and help us to move closer to you. Father, we ask that you help those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who may be dealing with financial problems, those who are struggling with extreme weather conditions. We ask you to help them all, to allow them to feel your peace. We present our own personal intentions to you. We ask for your help with these intentions. We ask you to help us trust you more. And I present this show to you, Father in heaven, and I ask you to take over, to speak through me on this program, and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, I forgot. I'm out of practice today. We want to turn to our Blessed Mother and ask for her help. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'll tell you what, I am just a little confused because I've been traveling and my brain is just not working well, so I apologize for the slip-up with the prayer. I'm excited about talking about this material today, Deny Yourself. Learning to Delay Gratification is one of life's essential lessons. Boy, I'll tell you what, I have a hard time with this. I don't find it especially easy to delay gratification. I tend to like pleasure. I have a hard time giving things up. Lent can be challenging for me. And it's I know that's common, but fasting, the idea of fasting from food, is a really difficult practice for me. It can be painful. And, you know, it's so silly because we have people around the world who are starving, who literally don't have enough food to eat. And I'm complaining about having to not eat meat or to fast for a day. I mean, it's just crazy. But that's one of the things that I struggle with. So denying myself is not something that comes easy. Let's talk about it. This is chapter 27. Deny yourself. Learning to delay gratification is one of life's essential lessons. Our ability to succeed at most things in life can be measured by our ability and willingness to delay gratification. You cannot have a successful marriage, be a great parent, maintain good health, establish financial stability, or become educated unless you are willing to delay gratification. The best at anything are better than everyone else at delaying gratification. And that includes the great Christian heroes, champions, and saints who fill the history books. You cannot be successful at living a Christian life if you are not willing and able to practice self-denial. So, how good are you at it? Give yourself a score right now between 1 and 10 for your ability to delay gratification. Now, here's a little follow-up to this. And I like how Matthew Kelly is referring to delaying gratification, not denying completely gratification, but just delaying it. It doesn't sound as bad when he talks about it that way. I remember when I was, years ago I used to be a cigarette smoker, and I remember when I was trying to quit smoking, I did it several times. I'm one of those people who can say he mastered quitting smoking because I did it so many times. Obviously, I did not do a good job. And boy, I haven't smoked for 20 years, but there was a time when I really struggled with it. I remember reading one time that the best way to give up smoking is to say, I'm going to put off having a cigarette for another hour. And then when that hour passes, try to do it again. And take it 1 hour at a time. 1 hour at a time. Not one day at a time. Not one week at a time. Not one year at a time. But 1 hour at a time. And when we do that, it becomes much more doable, right? And that's the good thing about looking. It's a good thing about looking at delaying gratification as opposed to denying ourselves gratification. Baby steps, right? And that's how we can accomplish this. Change that score. Remember, now give yourself a score and be honest what you think your score is. Change that score and you change everything. You become more patient with your spouse and children. You work out regularly instead of blowing it off. You get better at saying no to snacks you don't need. Your personal finances improve because you establish and stick to a budget. The benefits go on and on. This is the beautiful thing about the teachings of Jesus. They reach into every aspect of our lives and elevate everything. We're on a quest to rediscover Jesus. It is a lifetime quest. And these four habits will serve us well every day for the rest of our lives if we stick with them. The third habit that will help us get and stay close to Jesus is self-denial. For 2,000 years, Christians have been agreeing and disagreeing about what it means to be a Christian, debating and arguing various topics and points. But some things are indisputably essential to being a Christian, and self-denial is one of them. Self-denial is certainly one of them. And this is a challenge. This is a challenge for many of us to be able to do this. So I hope you take this seriously. I hope you take this seriously and really try your best. Really try your best to delay gratification. Now, I also want to point out that two of these other four, now if you remember, we talked about these on Friday, but two of these other habits that Matthew's talking about, denying yourself being the third one of them, read the four Gospels and practice the prayer process, they were covered in the material over the weekend. So I hope you did your reading. Remember, we're not covering some of these chapters, so those were done over the weekend. All right, Luke 9:23, one of my favorite verses. Jesus says to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Self-denial has an incredible impact on a human being. It refines the soul, sharpens the senses, strengthens the will, and tempers our desires. Luke is the only one. The other two evangelists, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all talk about this verse, cover this verse. Luke is the only one who says that we must take up our cross daily. That word "daily" is a challenging word, but it's a reminder that we really all do have a daily cross. We will explore this more in a later session, but let me offer this starting point. Say no to yourself at least once a day. And you know what? There's your takeaway for today. Let's try to do this, even when Lent's over. Lent's a good time to start it, but we want to try to do it even when Lent's over. Say no to yourself at least once a day. Perhaps you're craving a Coke. Say no and have water. Perhaps you don't want to exercise. Say no to your laziness and work out. Perhaps you don't feel like getting on with your work. Get on with it. Your life will be infinitely better if you learn to deny yourself. Just say no. Simple things. Have your coffee without the cream. Have your coffee without the sugar. Little things. And you can change these things every day. You start doing these and your spiritual life is also going to change. Today's point to ponder: learning to deny yourself will pay huge dividends in your life. Verse to live, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Galatians 5:22-23. Question to consider: in what area of your life do you exhibit the most self-control? In what area of your life do you exhibit the least self-control? And today's prayer: Jesus, give me the grace and the strength to say no to myself. There you go. And I like the fact that in that prayer, we ask for the grace to be able to say no. Remember, I told you this is hard for me. Well, let's not just try to force our way through it. It might be hard for you as well to deny yourself. Ask for help. Ask for the grace to be able to deny yourself. It's amazing how often we forget to ask the Lord for help and try to fight our way through things such as fasting, self-denial. Ask for help, okay? Now, God willing, we're going to be back here tomorrow. I hope you can join me. Remember, the program's this week and this week only. I know I said that last week, but I really mean it this time. This week only, the programs will be 15 minutes in length. When I get back into town next week, we can take our time and go back to 30 minutes. I hope you're enjoying the retreat. I really thank you for tuning in. And please, let's keep it up. Lent is almost over. Hang in there. God bless you. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you soon.